Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A couple of texts. A lot of good texts today, I got to say. Talking about the sandwiches and what kind of sandwich would cause the most damage. And I had suggested maybe hard salami. But we got some better ones. One here says a knuckle sandwich.
Brilliant.
That would be pretty good. A pretzel bun would be pretty hard. Now we have other people who are taking it seriously. Somebody says, it's not the point that it was just a submarine sandwich. You can't have people throwing things at law enforcement. Somebody else says, you need to stop, okay? Throwing anything at a police officer has always been assaulting. People have just spit on a police officer and they have got arrested in a charge for assaulting a police officer. I would say spitting in their face is a lot worse than throwing a sandwich
at
them. Absolutely. And you can't have people throwing things at law enforcement. I think these people are missing my point. I am not saying that if you throw something at a law enforcement officer that you maybe shouldn't be charged with a misdemeanor or a fine. Okay. But I'm making the point that the same person, President Trump, who is insisting they tried to get felony charges against this person. That same person is the same person who got rid of all, pardoned all of the protesters, all of the rioters who were assaulting police, several hundred police officer assaults, that he let them go. That's the point. Your president is a hypocrite. He's hypocritical, and if somebody was a Republican who threw a sandwich at him, Trump would have invited him to Mar-a-Lago for dinner. That is the point. So, and it's funny that it's a sandwich. If he threw a rock at him, I wouldn't be laughing. Okay. It's a sandwich. Okay. So that's the point of what I'm bringing up. All right. Enough about that. Now let's go to even a more ridiculous topic.
Yes.
Mike Lindell. By the way, we got some people talking about that too. My pillow sucks. Lumpy as hell. I agree. It was lumpy. I had one back in the day before when it became the big thing.
Right.
You could go to the state fair and you'd buy one and get one free. And I tried it. I didn't like it.
There's nothing we love more as Minnesotans than business created from our own.
Yes. And it was a good, a lot of people liked it. I bought it. I didn't like the pillow. This was before he ever got involved in politics, before I knew anything about Mike Lindell other than that, he was a former drug addict, crazed man who kind of cleaned up his life and started a business that was employing a lot of people. He was a success story. And then he went down the Trump rabbit hole, and he's continuing to do it. But now that he's going down the Trump rabbit hole, another Trump rabbit hole is, as you know, the Pentagon, a couple weeks ago, it's been nearly 3 weeks since dozens of legacy outlets, including the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the three major broadcast news networks, Fox News and Newsmax, surrendered press passes that gave their journalists access to the Pentagon. They did so after declining to sign on to new rules that, according to many media lawyers, curbed their First Amendment rights to report on the military. Many of those outlets have continued aggressive coverage of the military from outside the Pentagon since then. Generally, the memo asks correspondents not to gather information that has been approved for release. Generally, the memo asks correspondents not to gather information that hasn't been approved for release or risk losing access. It also, this policy, limits how much independent access the press has to move throughout the Pentagon building. So what they basically said is, hey, when we send you a press release, you can write about it. We don't send you a press release, you can't. That's basically what they're saying. And anybody that's been a journalist, which I was, and you know, now you get press releases all the time. These are things people send you because they want you to tell their good little story. And a lot of times what will happen is you'll get that press release and then maybe you'll say, I think that might be a good story. And then you will call the people up. You'll ask them questions about it. You'll get a story and then you get to write the story that you want. That's called First Amendment freedom of the press. It amazes me that Pete Hegseth and all these people, the Trumpians, just love the Second Amendment, but they just poop all over the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I get why. I mean, and then people wonder why people call them fascists, because that's one of the first things fascists do. And nobody, no other president in my lifetime, in any lifetime, has ever done this, has ever took to what Trump has done. In fact, not my lifetime, because they don't let him get away with it. So, I mean, somebody,
nobody's really dared to try.
But now Mike Lindell, of course, this is gold for Mike Lindell. So here's what Mike Lindell, the chief executive of MyPillow. And by the way, you know, the place has almost gone bankrupt. He now has major judgments against him for his defamation claims he made against that vote counting machine company, the same one that Fox paid $730 million for. And now Dominion and Lindell got hit for a big one. He got hit for another. He also had a contest that he didn't live up to. I mean, he's not an honest guy. When Mike Lindell, the chief executive and the founder of the upstart digital news site Lindell TV, recently heard about the chance to secure a Pentagon press credential, he immediately applied for four. The outlet, which strongly supports the Trump administration and is known for promoting election conspiracy theories, already had accredited journalists stationed at the White House and in Congress. The Pentagon would be a perfect capstone, he thought. And he goes, we're going to make them proud, Lindell said about the administration in the interview. And he goes, and he also said, we are going to follow the rules to a T. Oh, I mean, you know, is this shocking? That I'm really looking forward to the Lindell Digital TV Network, which is just the parrot for what Hegseth. You know, look, Hegseth can come out and say whatever he wants, right? And you can report on that. But they're not going to let any journalist willingly get stuff that isn't on a press release. And that's anti-American. But the journalists are still doing their work. They're just not going to the press. They're just not going to be in the Pentagon. Got news for you. Good reporters can get news even if you bar them from having access to the Pentagon. Now, is this a violation of the First Amendment? Maybe, maybe not. I mean, if they were to write something and say you can't write it and stop them from writing something or stop them from publishing something,
right,
that would be true. I don't think they necessarily have to let you in the Pentagon.
No, now, they can revoke access.
Or at least for whatever reason.
And your local sports team can also do the same. If they don't like a question that you're asking to a particular player, they have every right to escort you
but
out.
But they're not subject to the First Amendment because they're a private business.
Right.
The government can't.
This is where things start to get really gray.
Well, no.
Yes and no.
The First Amendment only applies to the government. The government cannot restrict your free speech. Everybody else can. If you come to my house and I say, hey, if you say this, I'm going to kick you out of the house. I can kick you out of the house. Could be stupid. I don't want you talking in my house. I can kick you out. Anybody can. It's the government that can't do it. And I mean, remember the problem that everybody had with the Jimmy Kimmel issue was it was the FTC guy said the Federal Trade, not the, no, the FCC guy, the head of the FCC guy said, he said, boy, you really should take him out or we're going to punish you. So now the federal government is telling ABC News what they should, that they should get Jimmy Kimmel off the air because the Trump government, Trump MAGA, doesn't agree with what he says. That's a violation of the First Amendment. If Brad Lane walked in here today and says, Scott, you said something you weren't supposed to, you're fired, he can do that. Unless I had some sort of a contract, which I don't. But I'm saying you could fire me for saying something on the air. I mean, if they don't like that I said it. If they told me to stop talking about Trump and I talked about Trump and they fired me, they could do that.
Right.
Now, if they told me to stop talking about Trump, I'd say, well, I'm not doing the radio gig anymore. I mean, I could do something else. But that's kind of how it works. And so that's really, but it's just the fact that they're telling people you can't even, you will let some press in.
Right.
The ones that follow the rules, but it won't let you in.
Do you know who's going to be sitting probably to the left or right of Mike Lindell or whoever else he sends out there on behalf of the Lindell.com? Did you hear about Laura Loomer also being issued a press credential?
Yes, I did. Yep, she got it as well.
She got it.
Yep. Same. David Schultz, director of the Yale Law School's Media Freedom and Information Access Clinic, who serves as legal counsel for the Pentagon Press Association, said that the new rules amounted to an effort to limit what journalists could report and that the new outlets had pro-Trump leanings in common. These new regulations are really not about national security, Mr. Schultz said. They're about controlling viewpoint and content. I think that's true. You know, one of their arguments are, and this is a legitimate argument. An argument would be that if there's top secret information, you know, and somebody leaks it, you know, now the way that works, if somebody's leaking top secret information, which the people that are leaking the top secret information happen to be Pete Hegseth when he keeps doing it on his phone.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, the WhatsApp. So that's ironic. But if somebody is leaking top secret information and the news media gets a hold of it, they are not precluded from publishing it. Now, a lot of them won't do it because they don't want to put the national the security of our country in harm's way. They won't do it, but they could do it. And that's pretty settled law on that case. So that's it. So that's what's going on with Mike Lindell. And when we come back, you know, and somebody just said I'm doing too much sports, and I probably am because I really like sports, talking radio sports.
I feel like we haven't talked sports at all.
But no, we talked a little bit about, well, we had the Derek Shelton
press conference. And then we just had Andy Greeter on, which is all sports.
And Andy Greeter on. Yeah. And now I'm going to talk about Steve Ballmer. It happens to be a sports story, but it's more than that. Steve Ballmer just got sued because here's the irony. College kids are now getting paid. And now Steve Ballmer is in trouble because he's doing under-the-table payments to one of his star players, Kawhi Leonard. And this could be another bombshell for the NBA world. We'll discuss that next here at 830-WCCO. Korzanowski in for Chad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So the NBA has had a rough couple weeks, as we know. A couple weeks ago, one of their marquee players, Hall of Famer, NBA champion, former Timberwolf, multiple All-Star, head coach, Chauncey Billups, gets arrested for being involved in bringing gamblers into these rigged card games. And as a lawyer, you know, when I think about it, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, is it possible that Chauncey Billups was unaware that this cheating was going on? I think it is. Not likely, but saying, hey, come to this game, if he had no idea that the games were rigged. For example, I think in a lot of states, maybe it's illegal to have a card game, but that's like if you watch The Sopranos, mm-hmm. you know, that's back in the early 2000s, they had a card game and it was illegal just to have a card game, but there was never any indication that this card game was being rigged, at least by The Sopranos. But having a card game was illegal. I don't know. And I don't think the FBI spends a lot of time breaking up card games where grown adults are there willingly. And they're not hurting anybody, right? But if you're going to be ripping people off, that violates some federal law, I'm guessing. And so, but if Chauncey Billups didn't know that, okay, didn't know what it was, that's going to have to be his defense. Yeah, I brought him in. I had nothing to do with the cheating. And if they don't have evidence that he had something to do with cheating, he might get off. I'm just going to say. And then the other one part of it where they were giving that apparently Chauncey told somebody, yeah, we're not starting any of our starters. We're bagging the game tonight. That's not illegal either. It's the person, because that's why he was called co-conspirator number 8, because he gave the information to somebody else who then went and sold it. And again, I don't think there's any evidence. Otherwise, I think they would be a named conspirator. I don't think there's any evidence that Chauncey Billups told it to this guy for the purposes of gambling or got any money for it or anything like that. So that's Chauncey Billups. But still, we know what a mess it is. Well, now, and this story broke before the gambling story, is that for those of you that don't know, the NBA has a salary cap. That means there's only so much money I think it's like $150 million, maybe more than that. The numbers somewhere in there. But and then there's maximum amounts that you can pay to each player based on the rules that were collectively bargained. So if we're talking about Kawhi Leonard, one of the great player, won 2 NBA championships, one for Toronto, one with San Antonio, was a free agent a couple years back. A lot of people were trying to get him. The Lakers are trying to get him. Steve Ballmer, who's one of the richest, he's worth $150 billion, owns the Clippers. In fact, when he bought the Clippers, he bought them from the wife of Donald Sterling, who was a known racist. And he was caught on TV saying all these racist comments in the league. His wife bought him out. And then his wife sold the Clippers to Steve Ballmer, and they were stuck. She wanted like $1.9 billion, he was offering like $1.7 billion. And so when he goes, ah, the heck with it. He goes, I'm forget $1.9 billion. I'll give you $2 billion. So $100 million, just like that, you know, was nothing to him, right? So he builds this great arena. He's a rich guy. He's on the sidelines all the time. But he wants Kawhi Leonard. And so what he does to Kawhi Leonard is he signs Kawhi Leonard to a $24 million contract. Then he signs a deal with this company called, let's see if I got it in here. It was Aspiration.
Sure.
But it was, did you hear what this company did?
Kind of. All I know is that money's exchanging hands under the table, and it is not okay.
No. But what this company does is if you are you're against global warming and you have a carbon footprint, like let's say that, you know, I go to them and I say, well, I've got a gas car, I got a gas this, and they'll figure out how much your carbon footprint is, and then you pay them money, and then they will go plant a tree or trees to undo the damage you're doing to the atmosphere through your use of gas and other things.
Well, that's kind of nice.
That's what they do. Of course, we later found out that they never planted any trees. So this, they were on the take too. But Steve Ballmer goes to them and says, I want to invest in your company. And then what happens is the company signs Kawhi Leonard to a promotional contract. And if Kawhi Leonard does one ad that you see on TV, he never speaks in it. It's these New Balance ads where you see these athletes all doing different things for a little period of time, and they just throw a ball around or something. Because Kawhi Leonard doesn't ever talk to the media, is very quiet.
His brand is vanilla.
His brand is I don't want to be seen brand.
I don't want to talk.
He has no – and the few times he talks, it's like he's a very interesting cat.
He's got the weird laugh.
But they sign him, and they're going to pay him $8 million, and then Pablo Torre Knows podcast got a hold of the document, and it says he didn't have any obligations to do any promotion for the company. So now, that's and then, of course, Steve Ballmer then says, I deny it. I've been the one that's being harmed, because Aspiration was going to be a main sponsor for my arena. They went out of business, and they didn't do that. So they're breaching the contract to me. So he's making the defense. Well, what happened was all the other investors of Aspiration, who lost all their money, sued Steve Ballmer. And they said, Steve Ballmer, and here's what they said. Los Angeles owner Steve Ballmer is facing a lawsuit filed by 11 former Aspiration investors who claim the company was used to pay all-star forward Kawhi Leonard in a manner that circumvented the salary cap. The amended lawsuit, initially filed in July, was subsequently filed in the California Superior Court and obtained by USA Today Sports. Also, Pablo Torre Knows got it first, adding Ballmer's name as a defendant. Aspiration, whose name is now Katona, claims the former Microsoft executive used the company to secretly funnel millions of dollars to star NBA player Kawhi Leonard. The lawsuit also said that Ballmer was complicit in and aided and abetted co-founder Joe Sandberg's fraud for his own self-serving purpose. And this is right out of the complaint. It served Ballmer's interest in getting extra money to Leonard so he could circumvent the salary cap, beat out the competition, and re-sign his team's superstar player, the lawsuit said. Ballmer was complicit in and aided and abetted Sandberg's fraud for his own self-serving purposes. Ballmer publicly endorsed Katona and infused over $50 million into the company. So these people that they said, look, we thought that Ballmer was really investing this money, and we didn't think he was using it to funnel a bunch of it to his player.
Right.
So we were defrauded. And what they're really doing is, because Ballmer has some defenses pursuant to the owner's agreement and the owner bylaws. I've seen a lot of guys in The Athletic write about it. Say it's not as easy as you think, because mm-hmm. it's pretty obvious that Kawhi Leonard had a no-show contract. And the money was coming from Ballmer to them and then back to Kawhi Leonard. But that it's possible that they might not be able to punish him very much. So now all these investors come in and say, well, man, if we sue Steve Ballmer, he's going to want to shut us up. And he'll probably pay us a lot of money to shut up. Mm-hmm. And so now, because these are people that invested. And then there was also Pablo Torre had actual employees who said this was the case. So this is a big mess for the NBA, but it's ironic to me that in college basketball now, where people are getting paid millions of dollars above the table, the NBA, they're getting paid even more money above the table, but they're still paying people under the table.
But it's the same theme and the same lack of oversight. And there's a lot of context that feeds into this, because Adam Silver, if you would have asked even your run-of-the-mill random sports fan, they would have probably said that Adam Silver is the best commissioner in sports. In the last 2 years, year and a half, this is starting to get dicey for him. Like, it's all sunshine and rainbows when you put the right words and stuff on the court and we make sure everybody wears the right t-shirts. But when you have this thing going on in the background with a new owner who's invested so much money into the Clippers, there's such little man syndrome for that particular franchise and that arena that they just opened up. I believe it's in the first season.
Into it. Yeah, it's supposed to be.
And so great. Steve Ballmer is a great example of that new ownership, like that kind of new class where new money is bought into the NBA and has brought just a different level of everything. We're the benefactors here just down the road at Target Center there.
We don't have as much money here as Mark Cuban.
And Alex Rodriguez does everything above the table, and obviously. And
but it's just Steve Ballmer. If I was a rich guy, I would own the Timberwolves, 100%.
Yeah.
That'd be the number one thing, I would be like Mark Cuban was. Where Mark Cuban I would go hire a really good coach.
Yep.
I'd go hire a really good general manager. I would stay out of their business. Mm-hmm. I would want them to consult me. I'd sit in the courtside seats. I'd go on trips.
Right.
I'd cheer for them. I would treat my players like kings. I mean, I'd give them, within the constraints of the rules. But
right.
The real problem here is that our sports leagues are socialistic. You can only pay these players so much. You know, as if this wasn't collectively bargained, this is a
So you're saying this wouldn't exist if they had the baseball salary cap?
No, it wouldn't exist if you could pay the players whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But all the owners who got rich on capitalism now don't want guys like, because Steve Ballmer would give Kawhi Leonard
everything.
Well, he would give,
because he was the key. He was the key to the rebrand.
He would pay him a fortune, because
mm-hmm.
he's got $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
He could pay him $400 or $500 million. He
how many
care.
People have said no to Steve Ballmer lately?
So it's the reason, but it is. But he signed up for this league. This mm-hmm. this is collectively bargained. This is wrong, and so now they're going to have a problem with it. But I find it interesting that and look, at the height of his powers. You know, the most you can pay a player is like $50 million a year. At the height of LeBron's powers when, I mean, he was like, you know, his 20s and whatever team he
Miami
went to, went to the
Heat.
Finals. Miami Heat even before that. Teams would have paid him $250, $300 million if they weren't restricted because they'd fight over him. And these owners all know they're very competitive and they're going to fight over these players. And so they get together, collectively bargain, get the players. That's why there's strikes, have a salary cap, and then one of them is breaking it anyway. So that's why it's going to be a problem.
No rules. We'll just let people figure it out, right?
But it should be no rules. It should be no rules. I mean, like our law firm, if we want to pay some really hotshot lawyer, we can pay him whatever we want. We're not restricted on what we pay them other than our budget.
Sure.
But if there's lawyers out there making a fortune.
But sports are a symbol, and we don't want the little man getting the idea that they're worth limitless.
It's the rich guys who got rich on capitalism don't now want to make sure that they're all not going to be embarrassed by the other rich guy. That's exactly what it is. But that's the way they've set it up, and the rules haven't broken. And when we come back, Halloween and Lauren Boebert. Need I say more?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That is a dumb question.
No, it's a personality. Let's ask the real defining inquiries into what makes these people who they are. What do you get on your bagel?
We were going to talk a little bit about that race today. We have the two big mayoral races here. And then there's the big one in New York, of course. Mr. Trump, President Trump, somebody says, why? And I think this is a fair question. He goes, why would you say your president instead of our president? And I can answer that question. I'm ashamed that he's our president, that he's the United States president. And you know what? I had nothing to do with getting him elected. So while he is the president of my country, he is not my president. He is your president. When we no longer have any democracy, I wasn't the one to blame for it. You were, not me. That's all I'm saying. He is the president of our country, and I've heard him say many times that he treats Democrats as not his people. So I would say he would not treat me as one of his constituents.
Yeah. So you'd probably say you're un-American, Corzo.
Yeah, I'm not un-American. I'm pro-American. I'm anti-Trump.
I'm just gonna say you're not. People are gonna believe me.
I'm anti-Trump. That's right. So, but anyway. We were talking about, well, since we got that, how about let's just talk about that race just really quickly, if I can go back and find it. My notes on it. And if I can't, I won't. Here we go. So we've got Andrew Cuomo, right, the former mayor of New York, who I guess is now, he's calling himself an independent, but he was a Democrat.
Nobody invited him to the birthday party, so he had to have his own.
We got Zohran Kwame Mamdani, who is a Democrat Socialist of America. He's a member of the Democratic Party and the Democratic Socialists of America, kind of like Fatah. Is that the one?
Fatah
is similar. And he was a New York Assemblyman from the 36th District. He represented Queens, and he did win a primary or something, and he won something early. And so,
has been the main face for a lot of hope in the socialist wing of the Democratic Party.
And then there's Curtis Anthony Sliwa, which you'll remember, he always wears that hat.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call those hats?
Is it a beret?
The beret. And he was the former chief executive officer of the Guardian Angels. I didn't realize they had a chief executive officer. He's kind of the Republican guy who they throw out there for fodder. Right?
Common sense,
He doesn't have any chance to win, though, does he? Is he a Republican?
No, and he says he'll respect the results of the election, what kind of Republican is he?
He's not. That's why Trump went for Cuomo. Trump endorsed
exactly.
Cuomo. We'll see what happens there, but I think it's going to be pretty close. But how about Lauren Boebert? You know, we haven't heard from Lauren Boebert. You know, Green, what's Green's first name? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
And Lauren Boebert, kind of the two, you know, firebrands when we got the whole Trump thing started back in 2016.
And Gates, but he's no longer serving.
What's that?
And Matt Gaetz, but he's no longer serving for other reasons.
In fact, I was on one of the shows when I was filling in either for Chad, I think it was Chad, when the story broke about somebody was reading Gaetz's phone on the plane. He was texting back and forth with his mother. And his mother said, "You better mind your P's and Q's. You need money." And he goes, "Mom, I've got $500,000 in the bank. I'll be just fine." And somebody looked at that, talked about that. But we haven't heard much from Marjorie Taylor Greene because, one, she went opposite Trump on the Epstein files. She was very much did not follow Trump on the Epstein files. And Lauren Boebert, I don't know what she's done. She has not been in the news very much lately. The last time I remember in the news is when she was playing, you know, touchy-feely at a play with her boyfriend. So, and again, this is the same problem she has now with the boyfriend. I don't know if it's the same boyfriend or not that she had then. But Lauren Boebert, so she shows up. So it's Halloween party, right? And she's at a Halloween party, and she's facing criticism over a racially insensitive Halloween costume after she was pictured at a party on Friday dressed in traditional Mexican attire, accompanied by a date dressed as an ICE agent. The MAGA politician was spotted in the party in Loveland, Colorado, wearing a sombrero and holding up a chalkboard sign that read, Mexican word of the day, juicy. Tell me if juicy ice coming. She's holding up a chalkboard sign wearing this ridiculous costume. Her boyfriend, real estate broker Kyle Piercy, was dressed as an ICE operative in camouflage uniform, flak jacket, and baseball cap. The Independent, that's who this article was from, has contacted Representative Boebert's office, the DHS, and ICE for comment. In a statement to the Denver Post, Boebert's office said, "It's a Halloween costume. Tell our senators to vote for the CR, continuing resolution, and open the government. They are choosing to let millions of American families suffer." Okay, I don't know where that comes from, but I guess we do. She does. Also responding was Stacey Zuniga, the president of the Latino Coalition of Weld County in Colorado, who told the Post, "She should be ashamed of herself, though I believe she is incapable of any emotion that generates human decency. Her bigotry and arrogance are clearly evident in her chosen apparel this day." State Senator Julie Gonzalez, co-chair of the Colorado Democratic Latino Caucus, urged Boebert to apologize and said she should know our culture is not a costume and being bilingual is an asset, not a joke. And I'll tell you what, not surprising, but this shows you one of the efforts of this whole immigration issue. And look, we have immigration problems. We do. And there was a bilateral group in Congress led by the guy. There's a Republican, can't think of his name right now, in Oklahoma. And it was bilateral. It was both sides were into it. And Trump, and this was when Biden was president. And Trump went to all those guys and said, if you vote for it, he didn't want it solved. He wants it to be chaotic. That's what he wants. And that's why they can get nothing done. Okay. And that is part of the problem. And so they're using, so they want to dehumanize these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the same thing, Trump is going and shooting these boats off the coast of Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And none of these boats get here. None of these boats are coming here. He's just doing things to dehumanize these people so that he can get people fooled into thinking he really cares about the immigration policy in this country, which he doesn't. And so this is just a further proof of that, what Lauren Boebert is doing. When we come back, Lindsey Brown is going to do something I do on Sunday morning. She is going to put me on the clock. Was one of those voices Wanda Sykes?
You are correct, sir.
And was the other one? It wasn't the blonde, Legally Blonde woman?
No. No.
Is it, I don't know what it is.
Wanda Fonda, Jane Fonda. That's from the movie Monster in Law, which was a film I think that reintroduced. I mean, it was the first time I'd seen Jane Fonda in anything. Jennifer Lopez is in it. It's a great movie.
Well, Jane Fonda's great.
Oh, she's one of the best. One of our brightest. Yeah. Fighting the good fight always.
She is fighting the good
Huge
fight.
Huge fan.
All right, so now you're going to ask me some questions. So you're going to put me on the clock.
Yes, right. I'm going to do some shot clock things that are inspired by stories that I read on the internet. Don't ask me for sourcing. I'm not here for that. If you were given free rein to renovate a historical building, which one would you choose and what would be part of your reimagined space?
To run a historical building?
Yep. I'm just inspired by, you know, the White House getting torn down, at least part of it. And I don't know what they're putting in there.
I'm going to go sports. I would take Williams Arena and make sure it is never torn down.
So you'd make it a historical landmark?
Yes. I would want them to still play basketball in it.
Okay. So it's a living, breathing artifact.
Yes. And so... You know, years ago when I did a Gopher show with Spencer Tolleson, I made that argument. Former Gopher great, Spencer Tolleson. Mm-hmm. And he said, what I'll tell you I do is, he goes, the last guy who leaves should light a match. He wants it gone.
He's not a fan.
No, he played in it.
How could you not like it?
Yeah, it's probably not the nicest place. Yeah. It needs to be fixed up.
But there's some awkward bathroom situations. And I know pregame, sometimes the tummy is jumbled and everybody's trying to get in so they can play their best.
They could do some renovation on it, but no, I love Williams Arena.
Okay. I'm actually shocked, Corzo, that if you had to pick an over-under of mentions of J.J. McCarthy, I'd probably set the number at about 8. Yep. You hit the under hardcore today.
I mentioned it more so. It was Tuesday.
Yep.
I couldn't do it.
The game's done.
I will say this. I will say this. So I was playing golf on Sunday, but I taped it. Okay.
Okay.
So I watched the game after I know they've won I watch it, which makes it I observe far more things because I'm not just panicking about the plays. And I thought J.J. played pretty well. I thought the defense played great. I thought J.J. had some rough spots in the second half.
Okay.
I don't think it was the best performance ever, but I think it was really good. It was a good game. He's now won two of the three that he started. But there's a guy, J.T. O'Sullivan. You can find him online. It's called the QB School. Anybody that's a football geek that wants to watch a guy breaking down the game film of NFL quarterbacks.
That's where you go.
Go to, and he broke him down. And he really said he was very positive with how he looked. He pointed out the things he did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be pretty good.
If J.J. McCarthy were to visit Sesame Street, what lesson do you think he would teach the kids?
Huh. I think he would teach kids to be present.
Mm.
That he seems very present and he prepared and present. Because he doesn't seem to get and when things went bad, I mean, he missed his whole rookie year. And then he plays a game against the Bears, and he's on top of the world, and then the Falcons game was a disaster. Not only was he horrible, he gets hurt, and then he's got to sit on the bench, and everyone says that they faked an injury because they don't want to start him, and he was very resilient and all that. So mm-hmm. I think he's going to be a good role. Jim Suen wrote a good column today, basically said, we don't know. He just seems like a guy that has fun, too, that he has fun playing.
He has it. Whatever it is, the factor is there.
And he's got enough physical ability that I think he can be an it quarterback as well.
Speaking of it factor, I'm not sure who this applies to, whether it's Jason or his upcoming guest, but everybody needs to tune into Russia Eats today because he is going to have Ryan Reynolds on to promote his new wine brand, Ugly Estates, which is available only here in Minnesota. We love in a Minnesota exclusive, 4:35 p.m. You need to tune in. But what is your favorite Ryan Reynolds film?
I think it's the one where he's in college and he stays in college forever. Does anybody remember that name? Jason, do you remember that? It's, you have to look it up. It's,
he stays in college.
He's like the big man on campus.
Big man
and
on campus.
And he's in like his eighth year when he's still there. That's probably my favorite.
I love The Proposal personally. I don't know if you've seen that with Sandy Bullock. They go up to Alaska. He's a rich kid. He wants to work in books. It's a great film. It's a great rom-com.
Is this Van Wilder?
Thank you.
Save Kevin from the Eagles. That's all I got to say. Okay, moving on. Yeah, yeah. I read some studies linking large signature size to narcissism. Where else would you look for signs of someone being an antisocial, I'm better than everyone else energy?
Trolling on the internet? Isn't that what? No, you gave me that article
today?
I did send
you that article today.
You said that a heavy sign of narcissism is people that then troll. So I think that's...
Yeah, it had something to do with like two types of envy. There was like malignant envy, and then there was just kind of your bargain bin envy. We're like, we really
These
like that
like
jacket
deep,
you're wearing.
Deep question.
Well, this is what I do is depth. I do a lot of depth. I don't know what's going on around me, but the brain has been explored. Private equity firms are snapping up mobile home parks. If you had to pick the next soft target market or product for hedge funds to locust style descend upon, where would you think where would you think you would make the most money?
You mean which mobile park or just a
just different... whatever business that you could take advantage of to get those profits up?
A maid service? I don't know.
A maid service?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever seen the show Maids?
No.
A maid?
But I have seen Maid in Manhattan. Great film for Ralph Fiennes.
These are hard questions.
Him and Harry Potter.
These are hard questions.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
So how do you think the Wolves are going to make the playoffs? Something like
you
that.
You said no sports. You said current events.
I said current events or sports.
Yeah, and so I
well,
threw
we've
the
done so much sports today. Is what they
people hate the it. They hate the sports. But you know what? Things haven't been going super well for us in this neck of the woods.
You said you were doing too much sports, that they were criticizing you.
Yeah.
And then you took a break and came back and did another sports segment.
Why not?
I'm like, I love it. I love it.
Right?
Do you think
it's not up to the people?
No, it's Chad's show.
Yes.
But when I'm sitting in the chair, it's my show.
Yes, I agree.
Like, when I sit in your chair, it's my show. It's that you got blamed for it, of course.
Yes, that's fine. It's your show.
Do you have bubble guts leading up to your Ryan Reynolds interview? Have you ever felt like that pre-game nervousness?
So I can confess that it's taped. We already did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you feel it yesterday?
I was a little nervous.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't you think he's the kind of guy, when you see him, when he's going to give an interview, he's going to do it the right way. He's not going to be a jackass.
And you know because you've dealt with those people.
Yes,
before.
I have.
Yes. He was great.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, as a sports writer, so many times I always say being a lawyer is like being a sports writer, except for when I'm taking somebody's deposition, they can't like run away from me or tell me to F off. And one of the guys that was the worst was Jack Clark. And I'm on the radio at the KSDP or something.
Yeah.
And he filed bankruptcy, and I just dumped all over him. I said, I've never been so happy. I said, not only am I happy he filed bankruptcy, I hope he becomes homeless.
My God!
He almost walked. I'm standing there asking the interview, and he's walking right at me, and he's a big man. So that was good. Have a good show.
Thank you.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.